Now he's sold over 100 million records and he's played 100 tours in a career spanning half a century. He's also a national hero in his home country. But until Monday night, there was one thing that the man they called the French Elvis had never done. Just like his musical idol Elvis Presley, Johnny Halliday had never played a concert in the UK. Well, NewsHour's Jonathan Fenton Fisher caught up with him in his dressing room after the show to find out why not.
Johnny Halliday was always going to be given an ecstatic reception at the Royal Albert Hall on Monday night. London's large and growing expat French community would see to that. But this was something special. Halliday's songs, influenced in great part by the American and English music of the 1960s, have made him a national hero in France. But outside the French-speaking world, it's a very different matter. And this, after 50 years, was his first ever concert in London. In his dressing room afterwards, I asked him why it had taken him so long.
I never played here because I never... Well, I don't know. Nobody asked me to come and play here. And I did a lot of albums here. I used to record at the Olympic Studio with Chris Kimsey and Jimmy Page played on my albums and Mick Jones. And I played with a lot of people, but I never played on stage, only doing albums.
And Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin isn't the only guitar legend whose path has crossed with Halliday's over the years. In 1966, a little-known outfit called the Jimi Hendrix Experience were his opening act at a concert in France.
Hey Joe, cours pas comme ça, dis y a pas le feu chez toi.
We did a tour together and then we became very close. And it was amazing. And I never heard I've been playing with a lot of guitar players, a lot of heroes, you know. But there was nobody like Jimmy. He was fantastic.
It was, however, and remains, Elvis Presley that is Johnny Halliday's biggest hero. And whilst some have dismissed his cover versions of American hits sung with French lyrics, what can't be denied is the power of his voice, still as strong as ever at 69 years old. But in 2009, the whole of France held its collective national breath when it seemed like that voice had gone forever. A botched operation on Johnny's back led to complications, and when a tube from a medically induced coma touched his vocal cords, the voice was reduced to a whisper.
Well, I couldn't speak, and you know, and then I didn't know if I was going to be able to sing anymore. So, I started to work on my voice, and I decided to do a play on stage as an actor, to do a Tennessee Williams play that I did in Paris, and then working my voice and playing on stage every day, my voice came back. And now I have no more problems.
France breathed a sigh of relief, and Johnny was back. He announced his retirement and then decided, well, he really wasn't the retiring type.
I do what I have to do, and I try to do it the best way I can do it.
And that means, he told me, that it won't be long before he'll be back in London to record an album in English and hopefully, he said, to play again to an English audience. And maybe, just maybe, after 50 years in the business, other countries will start to appreciate the magic of the man who in France only has to go by one name, Johnny.
I never did this to be a star. I did this to do a living. And life decided differently, and people as well. I mean, I didn't do a Johnny Halliday. The people did Johnny Halliday.
One and only Johnny Halliday talking to the one and only Jonathan Fenton Fisher, bringing to an end this edition of NewsHour from me, James Kumarasamy, and the team. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.